This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Tuna Moroke is my next guest, and we'll be talking about a Youth Month walk. Remember earlier on in the year, about a month and a half ago, we spoke to Tuna Moroke about bringing a walk from Lesotho to, of course, South Africa. And that particular walk would be engaged over a number of days, and they, of course, would be using it to fundraise. And I wished them well, and I said, when, of course, the walk is happening, please do engage us, please do phone us. And, you know, it would be nice, too, to cross two individuals who are busy walking. And that walk then from Lesotho to Krugersdorp for a charitable cause. The Solutionary Walk, and that's the organization, also targets to raise 24 million this year for various students' needs and sustainable community projects. We'll be engaging then with all the other aspects of that particular walk. But let me bring Tuna Moroke into the conversation. Tuna Moroke, welcome to Power 98.7. Welcome to Power Perspective again, sir. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And how are you, sir?
I'm really, really good, Tuna. So Tuna, what if I'm talking to you today means that the walk started, the initiative kicked off, and you said, of course it's going to kick off, of course it's going to start, of course we're going to get people walking, and of course, you know, we're going to do some of the things that we promised to do. We're not going to do maybe everything, because that depends on the kind of money we collect and the kind of charitable, you know, organizations we hand it to or whatever we do. But you were quite adamant that there will be a walk, and that walk from Lesotho, South Africa, will happen. And here you are.
Yes. So thank you again for the interview. We really appreciate Power FM for giving us this opportunity to spread the word about Solutionary Walk. And for those who didn't hear the first interview, Solutionary Walk is a group of students, adults that came together from both South Africa and Lesotho Maseru that said, let us walk from Maseru Lesotho to Krugersdorp to raise funds for student needs, in particular student food, accommodation, transport, and fees. Yeah. And our target is to get 1 million people through this walk as we raise awareness to give us 24 rand, which will help us reach 24 million rand. And we walking, and while we also walk, we go into communities and do different career exhibitions. So, yes, we have started. We have we drove from Krugersdorp on Sunday night, the 23rd, and then we arrived in Lesotho on the 24th of June. On Monday, we were in Lesotho, at the rural community in Mafeting district in Gaboranta.
Sure. Carry on, Tuna. Carry on. Just give us more. So on the 24th of June, you were in Lesotho, having left South Africa on the 23rd. Now the first question I would ask is, if you were driving to Lesotho, you're not telling me, Tuna, that it takes you 24 hours to get to Lesotho. You must have been sleeping over somewhere, right?
So what we did, we drove in the evening because we have, you see, that's another thing about this team. It's students from different universities and parts of the country of South Africa, even and Lesotho. So one student was coming from George, so we had to wait for a student in Bloemfontein who arrived at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
So we even slept in the garage just to get her.
Wow.
You know,
that is what I thought, because I wanted to raise the issue then of, you know, you would obviously have taken your time, and what kind of, you know, mechanisms were you then using? You're saying that you would have slept in, you know, at a garage just so that you would engage some of those who were joining you.
Yes. So
slept at a garage in your vehicle.
Yes, in our vehicles.
Yeah.
Because we have two supporting vehicles. one from one of the community members in Limpopo,
yeah.
And also one from Camp Sizanani, which they are also here with me. They will also please speak today about their work as well. So they are here to support us with a vehicle. And yeah, we waited for her, and then we took her, and then we drove into Lesotho on a Monday afternoon.
On the 24th.
Yeah, 24th. And then we went to a rural community in the Mafeteng region, a community that has, you know, very little of basic needs, if none. So no school, no health facilities, you know, no crèches. And we went there and to provide career exhibitions.
Yeah.
All the students from University of Nelson Mandela, University of National, University of Lesotho, Mushal Bazari, West Coast Tivet College, all these institutions that we are representing and partnering with, we went there to present that information and to say, there's hope, young people. The world does not end here at this community, but there's hope you and you can be the solution to your community by going to study and be educated.
So Tuna, how many people when you started the gathering and when you engaged the rural community, what is the number of people in totality that you know would be engaged in? Let's start off before I even ask you how many people are walking, how many people in the walk, how many people in the support system, how many people, you know, are supporters and engaging in all the other aspects of this particular walk. How many in the group in totality?
Okay. So our walking team, we are currently 14 people. Our walking team is 14 people.
Sure.
Yes. 1-4.
Sure. Those are the people walking.
Those are the people walking.
Right.
Every day and
if I added your support team and the components, the drivers and the support team and everybody else who's assisting, how big a group would be in this entourage? Would you say?
So we have a driver with us and I myself am a driver, and I will also walk the walk as well. Because, yeah, so, yeah. So you see, and then we have also other two members who remain behind in Krugersdorp that will also meet us at Vanderbijl Park. So we have a team on the ground as well that are helping us, even in every community where we are going.
Yeah.
And tomorrow we are going to Bloom.
Yeah.
We have a community church or church there that is arranging the exhibitions for us on the ground, and the same thing to Welcome. We have a community youth that is also doing the planning on the ground. So we're trying to also bring the community together, stakeholders together, in also, you know, coming to empower their communities. Mm. And as I said, I'm here with the team. I'm here with the workers. I'm here with the stakeholders that can also add to this interview tonight, because of I believe they even have more experience in this walk.
Yeah.
To share with you, if you don't mind.
No. I don't mind at all, Tuna. But I just want to get some of the information from you first. Tuna, are you heading to Bloemfontein? Because you say tomorrow you'll be in Bloemfontein, or are you in Bloemfontein already? And where you going to be, you know, doing some of the charitable work? You know, so are you sleeping over in Bloemfontein tonight, or? You know, is Bloemfontein the target tomorrow and then also the target for some of the charitable work? I'm trying to work out where you are in the program of the walk at this particular moment.
Yeah. So today, yesterday, the 25th, we had a career exhibition in Maseru, White City, Mantimposo, sort of a township, urban area mixed like that.
Yeah.
And we had a career exhibition there. This morning, we walked in Maseru to the border, and from the border, we walked a distance to Tabantu, and then we go to Tabantu, we did an expo. We are sleeping at different homes in Tabantu right now. Some are sleeping even on the floor, you know, on mattresses. So that's how we even had our first meal. You know, after we had bread during the day on the street, we had our first meal in different homes in Tabantu. So that's what we depend also on, those kind of support that we need, even people to sponsor food for our workers and so on. And tomorrow morning, we are waking up, 7 o'clock, we are starting our walk, walking to Bloemfontein.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are walking to Bloemfontein, and we'll be in Bloemfontein for 2 days. Our career exhibition in Bloemfontein will be on Friday, the 28th, 11 o'clock at Bloemfontein, phase 4, 11 o'clock. Yes. Mm.
I can only ask you then, is the program you're giving me on track with the system that you had laid out as the walk should have happened? Or, you know, are you slightly behind in a day, or are you on track with how you envisaged the particular walk to happen?
Yes. So we are on track. We are on time. Today is the 26th, and we said the 26th will be in Tabantu.
Mm.
We are on time. We are on track.
Mm. You mentioned Tuna, that people had opened their homes and you know, you were engaging sleeping on the floor, or you know, other people were opening their homes to you. Is that how you generally operate, where you know people as you engage, you know, people will open their homes to you and you know, feed you in essence as well, you know, because that sounds very charitable as well and engaging as well, where people who not only are supporting you and watching you walk and might gain from the kind of, you know, initiatives that you do in their communities, but the little that they have, and if they have a bed or a blanket or whatever, they would make that available as well. That's pretty charitable as well.
Yes, because remember, it's a fundraiser,
yeah.
And we started this walk with zero budget. We had nothing, no sponsor, nothing.
Yeah.
So all that we had is the businesses we have requested to support us.
Yeah.
And we have a young of the one of the students also responsible to arrange accommodation. First, start with churches, then start with go to people we know. So that's how we get to, you know, get a place to sleep. So we depend on people to really open their hearts, open their homes, and trust us that even though we come from Jersey, we still, you know, are respectable people.
when do you envisage that you will complete and be in Krugersdorp, Tuna? When's that day? When do you close the walk, in essence?
Yeah. So our arrival, planned arrival in Krugersdorp is 5 July, Friday,
yeah.
5 July. And Friday, 5 July as well, we have evidence, one of our team who is arranging for us with Mogale City Municipality and other stakeholders in the community to do an arrival with public safety, our traffic department that side, to even escort us in. So we are planning to have a entrance that will show that the walk is being promoted, and we really need the funds. We really need the support from our community, because of it takes a village to raise a child.
Sure. And I'm loving the kind of entrance you're going to get into Krugersdorp with that sort of you know, officialdom that'll happen there. Let's just go, Tuna, to some of the financial aspects. You said, you know, you're starting the walk with nothing. People are opening their homes and their hearts and food and everything. And you said, you know, you're relying on some of the businesses that have come on board. The businesses, I suppose, that have come on board are assisting you with the practicality of the walk, but not necessarily the financial aspects of the walk. Just explain that particular aspect, because I would assume that, you know, like I put the questions to you last time, you would need food, you would need petrol, you would need various things. You might even need, you know, medical care. You might need all of these things. How are the businesses assisting you, if not then through a financial maybe way?
Okay. So as I mentioned, we have institutions that have came in and said, first, we're going to give you our marketing material.
Yeah.
We're going to give you shirts. We're going to give you pamphlets.
Yeah, yeah.
We have, like, your Tangible Africa and Nelson Mandela University that are sending shirts. So we have those kind of businesses.
Okay.
And as I said, we have Camp Sizanani that is here with us. They have said, we are coming in. We are coming in with a bus. we were coming in with petrol for the bus.
Yeah.
So they are here as well with us. And that's really the big help, because if they were not here, we wouldn't have been able to travel with all this number of workers.
Yeah.
And even the person that said, there's my car, you sort out the petrol. Who is giving us money for the petrol? Again, we went to MAF, Mission Aviation Fellowship.
Yeah.
They are based in Lesotho. We just went in the morning on Monday, and then they just sent us, some donation, R1,000, to say, go and pay petrol.
Yeah.
We depend on those kind of things to say, hey, give us, help us as far as you can. But really, we still need help when coming to petrol, food for our workers. Our workers, we are not even having all proper jerseys. So we need jerseys for our workers. We need techies for our workers. We need anything that is, that can help our workers to have this work as smooth as possible for them to raise this fund.
And getting 1 million people to give you 24 Rand, how are you working that space? How is that looking, Tuna? How is that space particularly looking to get to the kind of target that you need to get, to? Have you seen that people are, donating to that particular fund, where they just need to donate 24 Rand and people who can donate more are donating more? But are you finding that there's an uptake in that particular space?
Yes. So people are responding very positively.
Yeah.
Some give cash even on the go. They just give us cash on the go. And some people even tell us that, no, we're even sending it to the account. So we are having social media platforms where we share everything we do on the platform with our account. And we even thank the opportunities like this interview to spread the word as far as possible. And we're calling even out the people who are more influential in the media platforms to say, help us to spread the word so that we can get more donations. So, but there is positive response on donations, but we call out for more. We still need more people to donate.
Mm. Speak again, Tuna, to what that kind of money gets used for, because people will be hearing you saying, please donate. These students and these, individuals are walking, and they're walking from all the way in Maseru to Krugersdorp, from Lesotho to South Africa, over a border in particular. And it's for good causes. Let's talk about the good cause a little bit. Just take us through and tell us what the money that will be generated will be used for.
Okay. Before I go over to the 4 points that we are focusing on, I just want to share personal stories of our students who are already part of the work.
Yeah.
One student is currently financially excluded from his tertiary institution, and he needs 35,000 to go back to school.
Okay. And that student is walking with you at the moment?
He's walking with us at the moment. Unfortunately, he's not with me now.
Sure. No problem.
He's walking with us. He needs 35,000 to go back to school in the next semester. So that's why we're saying that we're raising money for student fees.
Yeah.
We need to take this boy back to school.
Yeah.
We have another student who is currently also having issues with registration fees, accommodation allowance, and we're saying that they are also part of the team, that we're saying this is our first preferences. When we get the money, we help these students. So I'm sharing this personal experiences of students that are already in the team. We have two students whom were part of our matric farewell a year ago, and they couldn't go to school this year because of space and finances as well. So we're saying, we want to take these young people who came to our matric farewell that we do annually for free for matriculants who are underprivileged. We say we don't want to just end with a, gala dinner and not do anything after that. But we want to take these young ladies, take a young lady to university, to tertiary, and empower their lives. So that's the personal stories that I'm sharing that are right next to us, that we are working for with the people working with us as well.
Sure. Tuna, you said you have people there with you?
Yes.
Please.
I hope they are awake though.
Tuna, tell us who you're going to hand the phone to, and just so that I could just have a few words with some of those people.
Okay, so the youngest one in our team is Mr. Lesego Lehaha.
Lesego, the
Mogale City Youth Mayor. So he will be talking with you, and Mr. Neo Nkosi of Camp Sizanani. So they will be talking with you, sir.
Sure. Let's start with Lesego then. Lesego?
Hi, evening, sir. How are you?
I'm good, Lesego. How are you?
I am well, thank you for asking, sir.
Sure. Lesego, are you one of the walkers?
Yes, I am part of the Solutionary Walk, and I am indeed one of the walkers.
Sure. And how has it been?
To be honest, it has created a paradigm shift within our mindset, you know, because we realize the socioeconomic issues that I'm not the only one facing such issues, and there are people who are having it worse out there. So it has been a very challenging walk, but one that is quite knowledgeable.
Yeah. And where are you from, Lesego? Just give me a background quickly so that I understand, you know the aspects of what you're talking about. Where are you from, Lesego?
So I am from Kagiso, which is a township in Krugersdorp.
Yeah.
And I am a student in a high school called Nick Dietrichs.
Yeah.
It is a technical high school.
What made you want to walk? What made you, want to do this?
Well, I believe that leadership is one where you don't do things for yourself and you do not expect to receive the things that you work for. So I did it for the students who suffer, the students who lack funding, that do need funding, and I thought I should support them in this endeavor.
Sure. And what's the walking been like? What's the walking been like?
the walking is quite challenging.
Yeah.
We are in very open areas. At some point, it is so windy, you fear that you might catch a cold as you walk along.
Yeah.
But luckily, we do have vitamin C in our kit.
Yeah.
And the conversations with the people that you walk with, you get to know the people.
Yeah.
You know, it's a long walk. It's a long walk from Maseru to Tabanchu.
Mandela said it's going to be a long walk.
and it is.
Let me ask you. So how does the walk work? You do a certain section, and then you would rest, and other people would do other sections. Just give me the practicality of how it would work. Where you take a break and then you walk again, and then you can take a break and you would walk again.
Yes. So what we've done is we have grouped ourselves in teams of two.
Yeah.
And through the distance, the two teams would walk 16 kilometers to 16 kilometers, and then they would stop and then get inside a car, and then the next group would walk. So we are shifting
for the next
one
16.
Another. Yeah. So it's 16 kilometers per group.
Yeah. How long is 16 kilometers? How heavy is 16 kilometers on your feet?
Sure, it is quite heavy. I think it was 2 hours. We did it in 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Let me speak to Neo, Lesego.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Neo, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm good, man. Neo, you also walking?
I didn't walk today.
Yeah.
I didn't walk today, but I'm definitely going to be starting to walk tomorrow. But maybe just to give you a little bit of a background.
Yeah.
I am Neo Nkosi from an organization called Camp Sizanani Life Skills.
Yeah.
And what we do life skills education camps.
Yeah.
And youth club programs for kids in and around Soweto. But here we are here to sort of not only support by walking hand in hand with the walkers, but also provide a transport a few snacks that we've also provided as well for the walk. So that's why we are here. We're sort of supporting the walk.
Yeah. And okay, let's just start in Soweto then, Anayo. Just give me some insight into the organization and those life skills that you would part with and who you're doing it for and just how long you've been around doing that and the kind of value that people take away from an organization like yours.
Yeah. So we're quite an old organization. Last year we were celebrating 20 years. So we started in 2003.
Yeah.
And we have two main.
So that would make you what, 63 at the moment?
Almost.
I'm kidding now.
yes. So we have two main programs.
Yeah.
As I said, one is a residential camp program.
Yeah.
Three times in a year, in school holidays in March, September, and December, we host residential camps, 135 kids each.
Wow. Yeah.
We take them up to a place in Magaliesberg, in Hekbord, where we rent out a campsite and we do life skills education. Our life skills program is quite comprehensive. We do from self-concept all the way to sexuality, mental mm-hmm. health, HIV and AIDS. But we also have other activities that we do with the kids, yoga, mm-hmm. theater. But we try and incorporate life skills in all of them. So if kids, for example, are doing arts and crafts, we put in a life skill element out of it. We say, what can you learn? Maybe can you learn values from that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that is our residential camp program. We do that three times a year. We have a nice camp coming up in September. Maybe I'll also get an interview to come tell you all about it sometime as we prepare for it. But we have a nice camp coming up in September when the public schools close.
Yeah.
Another program that we have is the youth clubs. So we thought many years ago that, well, you know, we take these kids to camp, but we don't really follow up and continue mm-hmm. with the life skills education that we do. So youth club programs are sort of a continuation of what we started camp when it comes to life skills education. So we just continue with those life skills. But like any other organization, we've recently established a new exciting project, which is introducing children to technology, where we talk everything, you know, tech, internet safety and all of that. And that is supported by Cisco, which is also what we view as life skills education. And that happens in, you know, in Soweto, in Freedom Park, El Dorado Park, a couple of children's homes, St. Mary's Children's Home in Johannesburg CBD, Johannesburg Children's Home, Orange Farm in Borki. So it's a couple of sites that we work with and partners where we just continue to do these life skills education programs for kids that as young as, you know, 7 years up until 18 years.
Yeah.
But for the residential camp, that is only for 13 years to till 18 years. And we do it for, you know, children in need of our life skills education. And really, really, when you think about it, it's all our children.
Yeah.
That's a little about what Camp Sizanani does.
Sure. And how do you have a funding model? What's the funding model, Neil?
Yeah, our funding model is that we are mainly funded by an organization called Global Camps Africa,
sure.
which is an organization that was founded by our founder. So he came to South Africa, founded Camp Sizanani, went into the States, founded Global Camps as a funding organization for Camp Sizanani. But the biggest dream of Global Camps and one of their biggest plans is to leave Camp Sizanani on its own.
Yeah.
So that, you know,
sort of
South Africans
are
supporters
yeah.
of their own program. Yes.
Yeah.
South African. And it makes sense. I mean, it makes sense for any reasonable person to say, look, South Africans, I mean, this has been tested and proven. We've done some great studies, for example, with the University of Pretoria, where we looked at the impact of our program. So, you know, it makes sense that then South Africans, since this program is so impactful, support their own programs. And so we have hired a fundraising officer, which started with us last year in November, who's trying to try different models, grant applications and all of that in South Africa. We have been lucky in the past to get, you know, from different institutions and companies, but it's not enough, in terms of the work that we do, because we provide high quality life skills for children that are unprivileged, and we spend a lot of money making sure that not only the content is proper quality, but the programs are super safe.
Yeah, because I was about to ask you, because when I was listening to the numbers that you talk about, the numbers are quite huge to engage, yeah. And I was just wondering, you know, that would cost a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering about and yes, Neo. What you've suggested is what I was going to suggest at that particular time was to say, you know, Babsi and Karabo will definitely take your details and engage, because this is something absolutely that I think needs to be spoken about and engaged and promoted to an extent where, you know, if it's dealing with young kids and keeping them off the street and keeping people out of crime and giving them life skills, then you know, we should be promoting that kind of thing.
Most definitely, and I totally agree. And a nice element of it is that it's led by young people as well, young
yeah.
South Africans, Black South Africans that are leading this project. But just I want to touch in something very important, if I may, that you
please
mentioned.
Do, please, yeah.
We've heard many stories of camp incidences, unfortunate camp incidences,
yeah.
In South Africa. And Camp Sizanani has been doing this since 2003, but we've never had these incidences.
Yeah.
And I believe it's
brilliant.
What you spoke about, which is the resources, the amount we've been fortunate enough to pour in a lot of resources into
yeah.
making sure that a camp experience for our children is amazing. Of
yeah.
a child who would have otherwise not even afforded that camp experience. So we spent just almost R1 million for each camp session. We take our volunteers, 40 of them, who go through extensive online training before they go to camp, who go to camp, you know, who have a 5-day face-to-face training session before camp, even before the kids arrive,
yeah.
Who go through different trainings if they are swimming instructors, who are required to go and do a lifeguard course with us and so forth. So it's quite an extensive program, you know, background checks with the Department of Social Work and all
yeah.
of that. But I'm really happy and excited to connect and let you know of all what of
Absolutely.
All the work that we do to make sure that our kids get the life skills, but they get the life skills in a quality and safe manner.
Brilliant, man. So did I hear you say Neil and I'm sure Lesego also heard you and Tuna also heard you saying that tomorrow you're walking 32 km, double the amount because you haven't walked yet? So tomorrow you're doing double and triple the amount?
Did I hear
you say that?
Yes, I'm happy to do anything. I'm a born hiker. I'm a born hiker, and I hike for a living. So not for a living. I hike to survive for my mental health. So anything will do for me.
I get you. Now enjoy the walk and enjoy the process. And it just sounds like, you know, it's an absolutely good initiative. And see you when you get back. And, you know, let's talk about this particular program that I'm also so really, really keen and interested to chat about.
Thank you very much, Stan. Thank Please. You for your
time. Sure. Tuna?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tuna. Yeah, you've got some interesting people there with you, Tuna.
Yes, no, we thank them for being part of us, and we really appreciate it, man.
Yeah, you know, Tuna, maybe next year, you know, maybe just putting it out there, maybe next year, Tuna, maybe I should be walking with you, Matt.
No, but last time we had the interview, you said, I think the 5th or the 4th is your birthday.
The 3rd. Tuna, you remembered, the 3rd of July is my birthday.
The 3rd of July is your birthday, and you said you might come walk with us to celebrate your birthday. So maybe you can gather your friends and make a special day by walking, because the 3rd we are walking in Johannesburg, actually. And you can join us with your friends and your special people to walk in with us. That will even help us to promote the walk. Please, man.
Tuna, I'm going to get your number, Tuna, and then let's see what we can organize.
Please, my brother, Tuna, that will be great.
Tuna, well done on the walk, and well done getting it, you know, off the mark and engaging like you said you would. And you know, and it's pretty exciting, the kind of, you know, the event. And let me just ask you, Tuna, you know, sometimes when one crosses a border, there are logistical and documentation and all sorts of things. No issues where you're concerned, even if it's just the Lesotho border, you know, pretty you know, event free.
We just had to pay VAT.
Yeah.
With our items that we had to use for career exhibitions.
Yeah.
But rather than that, it was a smooth entry in and out.
Tuna Moroka, thank you so much for joining me here on Power Perspective, and thank you so much for updating us. And of course, let's see what we can do closer to my birthday around just, you know, maybe doing something together.
Yes, because you can do something for a good cause on your birthday. That will be even an inspiring story.
I see how you're roping me in here, Tuna. I can see how you're doing. I can see you, Tuna.
it's part of our fundraising. We do this every day.
You rope people in, Tuna. You rope them in.
thank you. Thank Tuna, you very much. Tuna, it looks like me, yeah.
Thank you so much, Tuna.
We really appreciate the interview.
And to everybody that's walking, Tuna, just from us at Power 98.7, everybody that's walking and the team and everybody, just send them our regards and send them our good wishes, you know, for the walk that still needs to be done.
Yes. So please, if you can also maybe share our information, our phone number.
You do that, Tuna. Do that now.
Yes. My number is 081.
Yeah.
8148251. So that's my phone number, 081 8148251. And Lesotho's number is
082 317 9145.
Right.
082 317 9145.
Yes.
And Neo would be?
Kemsi Zanani is 011-339-1582. But we are also there on all social media platforms at Kemsi Zanani Official.
Brilliant. Tuna, thank you so much. And cheers, guys, and appreciate it. We'll see you guys soon then as you finish the walk. That's Tuna Moroka. Of course, you've heard him here before, this time bringing around Lesotho and Neo to talk about this particular walk. I'm impressed. Got it off the ground. And one of the last questions I remember in the last conversation that I had with Tuna was this. I said, you know, Tuna, a lot of people say they're going to walk, and a lot of people say what they're going to do with the funding, and a lot of people whatever. And sometimes I think I even said a lot of people just, you know, raise funds and then the walk and the event never happens. And he said, watch us. We've been doing this year in and year out, and we know how to do these things. And it's not the first time we're walking. And indeed, it's not the first time they're walking. They've engaged in various of these aspects before.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.